Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, writing most recently at The Economist magazine about the election cycle now underway in Pakistan. The election is scheduled, general election, for February 8th. Imran Khan, the former prime minister, remains detained, and his party is disappointing in many instances. It's being either blocked or challenged by the ruling parties. The ruling parties all come together around one man, Nawaz Sharif, a former prime minister who was dislodged for Imran Khan's premiership. Nawaz Sharif has now returned from exile and is in good odor with the Pakistani military. The Pakistani military, most recently in the news, for responding to a strike by Iran into sovereign Pakistan territory. So, Mr. Ambassador, your Economist piece, written before the exchange, so I ask immediately, does the missile exchange in any way change the direction of this election? Does it give an advantage to Imran Khan's speeches? Does it give an advantage to Nawaz Sharif?
Well, first of all advantages right now are accruing to Nawaz Sharif. And this is an event that is totally not a central point in Pakistan's domestic politics. So no, I don't think the missile strike affects the election calculus or outcome. Two or three things have to be remembered. First of all, right now, Pakistan has a caretaker government. The caretaker government is a provision in Pakistan's constitution to ensure that the election is free and fair. However, because Imran Khan had pulled his members out of parliament, the rump opposition to the coalition that came to office after Imran Khan was ousted, was already sympathetic to the then government. So when they created the caretaker government is predisposed favorably to the coalition that had taken over from Imran Khan. The coalition is no longer in power, but those who are in power are favorably disposed to it. More important, Imran Khan picked a fight with the Pakistani military. He thought he will become popular, and probably he did, by saying, look, this was a conspiracy against me. It involved the United States. And since the United States can only conspire through the military of the country and the intelligence service, that's what happened. In pursuing that conspiracy theory, he went too far. He actually encouraged his supporters to start attacking the military. Now, as long as the attacks were verbal, it was political. The moment they became physical, it became a national security issue. So now the Pakistan army basically has only one objective, which is to make sure Imran Khan and his party are not significant actors in the post-election scenario, irrespective of his popularity. What that has done is that it has actually made voters rethink. So the latest opinion poll, you quoted a poll a few months ago, I remember that. And in that, Imran Khan was very popular and Nawaz Sharif was far behind. Now Nawaz Sharif has caught up and his approval is much higher because people really think that, okay, now we have to start thinking of who will actually govern us. And this man is in a better position, A, to be able to reach that office, and B, probably might be able to deliver something to us, whereas the other one is already in prison. Are we going to cast a protest vote? Or are we going to cast a vote that really makes a difference? And so that is advantage Nawaz Sharif.
Free and fair elections. That is your theme for the Economist piece. Are we closer to that with the events that you just explicated? Does Nawaz Sharif take a step towards free and fair?
Look, the point is Pakistan has not had a free. In fact, that article you quote, I actually cite the fact that since for the first 23 years of Pakistan's existence, there was no general election. When the first election was held, the country got divided. East Pakistan became Bangladesh. It has had 11 elections. This is the 12th since 1970. No election has been undisputed. And that's why the point I'm making is that, yes, this will be an election. Yes, there will be an outcome. Losers will say it wasn't free and fair. Winners will say it was free and fair. None of that is going to change the reality that Pakistan really has serious issues to confront. It has billions of dollars in debt that it has to figure out how it will pay. It has to change its tax structure. It has to figure out how to make peace with India, Afghanistan, and now Iran. It has to figure out what kind of relations it will have with the United States and China. And none of that can be done as long as politicians squabble like school children and keep on looking towards the military to decide which one of them is going to be in charge for the day.
Nawaz Sharif, this is the Sharif family. His brother was prime minister before he stepped aside to call these elections. Now Nawaz Sharif is returning from exile. What does that mean for relations with Pakistan? A man who was condemned by the army is now given a free pass by the army. Is he in a good position to negotiate with the neighborhood and with Europe?
I think that the reason why he has been accepted by the army is because the army realizes that removing him was a mistake. If he had lost an election, that may have been different. But look, all the things that are being done to Imran Khan today to keep him out of power was done to Nawaz Sharif in 2018 to keep him out of power. So Nawaz Sharif wasn't given a level playing field then. Imran Khan is not being given a level playing field now. That is unfortunately the way of Pakistan. But in terms of addressing some of the issues, Imran Khan had a poor record on international relations. He had a poor record on economic policy. He was susceptible to populism. He just wanted to do what would get him applause. We know that phenomenon. On the other hand, Nawaz Sharif has been in office three times. He's a little more, he's a more serious person. He has been accused of presiding over corrupt administrations, but he has never been accused of not being thoughtful in making economic or foreign policy. And so I think that the rest of the world outside of Pakistan is more or less prepared to start negotiating with adults once again. And they see Nawaz Sharif as an adult.
The Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban, the Afghanistan Taliban. Is Nawaz Sharif a change of weather in relations with the Afghanistan Taliban? And is he a new direction confronting the Pakistan Taliban and its attacks along the frontier?
Pakistan's external policy and national security policy always is determined by the military more than the civilians. That said, Nawaz Sharif has more experience of dealing with these issues than did Imran Khan. He's less prone to emotional support for sort of slogans of, you know, breaking shackles of slavery, the kind of things that Imran Khan said about the Taliban and their relationship with the West. He's a pragmatist, and so he will probably pursue a pragmatic policy. Of course, the policy will still be whatever is favored by the military, much more than what the civilians choose to make of it.
Then the big question you ask in your economist piece, is Pakistan heading for stability, or is it going to continue to lurch from crisis to crisis?
I think Pakistan will continue to lurch from crisis to crisis for one very simple reason. There are structural flaws in the political order. Politicians, instead of accepting the fact that voters vote not only for the government, but also for an opposition in a parliamentary system where the prime minister needs to come before parliament, two sides argue. But in the end, they vote and decisions are made. In Pakistan, decisions are always constantly questioned, conspiracy theories are introduced, and parliamentary democracy is not made to work as it does in other countries. But then there is the question of the military and its role and its exaggerated and overblown role. All of those things militate against permanent stability, and having bad relations with three of your four neighbors is not a very good addition to that mix. On top of it, Pakistan has Islamist extremism, and Islamist extremists can find any number of issues to make the situation unstable.
Hussain Haqqani, Hudson Institute. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.